Hey guys, and welcome to TKO Fantasy Sports. I'm Kenny, and this is your first podcast of the 2016 NFL season. Today is just kind of a little test podcast. I'm here at work. For my job, I work in a car about 12 hours a day, so I just wanted to see if I'd be able to record this in my downtime while I'm at work. So this is just seeing how it goes. So anyway, I want to look at just the upcoming week one of the NFL fantasy sports DFS season. I'm just going to go through some pricing, some of my opinions really quick on different positions, and mainly for a point of reference, I'll be using FanDuel pricing. Okay, so if we start at the quarterback position, just basically with recent news, today being August 31st, Teddy Bridgewater is out for the season now. He had what is called a dislocated knee, which could be career-ending, but based on the Vikings reports just last night, it looks like there's no nerve damage. His ACL is torn, some other damage, but possibly something that he can recover from. Also from last week, I'm sure you all heard Tony Romo. He's out for indefinite amount of time, looking at least maybe 6 weeks. From what I'm hearing, probably after the bye week, which I believe is week 8, so back in week 9. So you have Dak Prescott at $5,000 on FanDuel coming in. He's kind of a dual threat. He's been looking really good in preseason. I think he's 39 for 50 for 454 yards, 5 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, and no turnovers. Now, mind you, that's coming from very weak defenses, but he's definitely impressed, and he definitely looks better than anything the Cowboys had last year to throw out on the field. And the replacement for Teddy Bridgewater will be Sean Hill. He'll come in at minimum value as well, or minimum price at $5,000. With Dak there, if you're really looking for a flyer, you're going to go with Dak. You're not going to go with Sean Hill. And if you want something maybe a little more upside, you're probably going to start, RG3. I think he'd be the cheapest at $6,900. He's actually looked well. I expect him to have a good day. Underneath that, your next cheapest starter would be Jay Cutler playing against the Houston D, but they've looked terrible. Blaine Gabbert at $6,200 playing against LA. It's not something I want to touch. And I think that's it for the starters around that price point. If you're going to the top of the chart, you have Green Bay at Jacksonville. Looks like it's going to be a shootout game. Aaron Rodgers coming at $9,000 on FanDuel. Kind of expensive. Just a quick note on game theory. I tend to like to go on my cash games a little cheaper at the quarterback position. And if I'm going to pay up, I pay up in my tournaments. Cash games, I like to get a little more cash left over for my wide receivers so I can pick those high-end ones that are going to get the targets, are going to get the looks, and I go a little cheaper on my quarterback. Andrew Luck at $8,700 is the second highest priced one, tied with Drew Brees. Both these quarterbacks, Luck's going up against Detroit, this should be a shootout, and Drew Brees is going up against Oakland, which should be a shootout as well. Out of those three, I kind of like Andrew Luck going up against Detroit. You drop down a little bit more to $8,500. You got Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger. Russell Wilson going against Miami should be a good game for him. Big Ben, be a good stack there with maybe D'Angelo Williams. Antonio Brown, I really like that. Down to 84, you got Blake Bortles playing against Green Bay. This definitely, I think this should be one of the games of the week. A lot of points scored. He comes in 84. Now you have Tom Brady out. So Garoppolo will be in his place. You have Carson Palmer at 79. Kirk Cousins, I really like, at 78. Andy Dalton going up against the Jets at 77. I'm not a big fan of. Derek Carr playing New Orleans. Really like him at 77. He's going to be popular with Amari Cooper. And Matt Ryan at 76. He hasn't impressed in the preseason. He's backed his old habit of throwing interceptions in the red zone. He kind of scares me away going up against Tampa. Poor old Tony Romo at 76 is out. Jameis Winston playing Atlanta, I do like at 75. Marcus Mariota playing Minnesota. Definitely looks like it's going to be a win now for Tennessee going up against Minnesota without Teddy Bridgewater. But that is a tough defense. I think I'd avoid him this week. Matthew Stafford at 74, I think, is a steal going against the Indy defense that is depleted. He will have a field day. Like I said, that's going to be a shootout game. Ryan Fitzpatrick against Cincy at 73, I'm not a big fan of. Phillip Rivers going against KC at 73, I'm not a big fan of. Tyrod Taylor at 7,200, not bad going up against Baltimore. Be using his legs a little bit. Now, Eli Manning at 72, this price is rated based on season-long draft position and stuff like that. Eli, I think, is too low here at 72 going up against Dallas. Their defense is a little depleted. No Tony Romo, so they probably won't be on the field as long. They will try to run the ball with Ezekiel Elliott, but I think Eli Manning will have a lot of chances to score and should have a big game paired with Odell Beckham Jr. Brock Osweiler at 7,100, Houston going up against Chicago. I think this is a very good matchup. A lot of people will be off Brock, just they don't think he's a good quarterback. In the preseason, he's looked good. At 7,100 going against Chicago's D, I think he has a great chance to put up some good numbers. And DeAndre Hopkins is safe with Brock Osweiler. Look at who's thrown him the ball last year. I think he made four different quarterbacks, none as talented as Brock Osweiler. Joe Flacco at 7,000 against Buffalo is an avoid for me. Alex Smith against San Diego, I personally never liked to play Alex Smith. Sam Bradford going up against Cleveland at 6,900. I do like that, and I think that'd be a sneaky play paired with Jordan Matthews. As mentioned before, Robert Griffin III has looked good at 6,900. Jimmy Garoppolo at 6,900. Excuse me, against Arizona defense. Not a big fan of. And then we start getting down to guys that aren't playing, except for Cutler. Colin Kaepernick definitely be sitting on the bench. Ryan Tannehill going against Seattle is an avoid for me at 64. Blaine Gabbert going against the Rams at 62 is an avoid. So that's a quick rundown in my quarterbacks. Just like I said, a quick test podcast. I'll be coming back some more in-depth ones. But tune in, TKOFantasySports.com. You can find my podcast on iTunes, TKO Fantasy. And just check me out. And you can check out my Twitter as well as TKO Fantasy. It's a lot of news, updates, lineup ideas. This is Kenny O signing off, and you have yourself a great day.